Well, it you know, if you've read my novels, you know there was enough material for more seasons. They made certain cuts, but that's fine. We have five other shows, five prequels in development.
Nerderotic.com.
It looks like we've got some Game of Thrones news, and not all of it is good. Hidden neatly within an announcement for the new series, The House of the Dragon, that comes out in 2022, HBO has canceled the remaining Game of Thrones prequels. Now, that's not the language they used. Indefinite hiatus, temporary hiatus, it doesn't matter. Considering it's the streaming wars and companies are desperate for content, you would think this is a surprising move. But if you just remember back to the spring of 2019, and then you would remember the disaster that was Game of Thrones Season 8. And this move makes perfect sense because that collapse did permanent damage to this brand, and hopefully not to George R. R. Martin's legacy. They also, within this article, give us a little insight as to why they got rid of Blood Moon. And I would be remiss if I didn't mention this one thing. Finish the book, George. Before I get started, if you like what I do here and you enjoy independent content, please consider subscribing to the channel and liking and sharing the videos. This is the only way independent creators, like yours truly, can remain competitive against the giant corporations like HBO, Warner Brothers, CNN, Disney, that YouTube has decided to prioritize on this platform. I thank you to all the new subscribers, and I thank you for your continued support. Now on to Game of Thrones. Besides the news, I also want to discuss my theory as to why The Winds of Winter has been delayed so long, because I think I might be onto something, or maybe not, but this is what we do here. We discuss possibilities. We speculate because we're fans. We all sell the same thing here on YouTube. It's just how it's sold. So let's go to Deadline. Game of Thrones prequel House of the Dragon to launch in 2022. HBO boss on more got and pilot that didn't go. TCA, which is the Television Critics Association. House of the Dragon, HBO's straight-to-series prequel to Game of Thrones, is on track for a 2022 debut. That is a while. HBO president of programming Casey Bloys said in an interview with Deadline during TCA, "In the last 3 years, 6 months, and 21 days, we have gotten a grand total of 6 awful episodes of Game of Thrones." I guess they figure 2.5 years is enough time to get that bad taste out of your mouth. "My guess is sometime in 2022, he said, about when the series will premiere, stressing that it is too early to be more specific than that, and it is. They are starting writing," Bloys said of the project from George R. R. Martin and Ryan Condell. Written by Condell, based on Martin's Fire and Blood book, House of the Dragon is set 300 years before the events of Game of Thrones and tells the story of House Targaryen, rich in the dragon lord ancestors of Daenerys. I don't know about you guys, but this Fire and Blood book didn't go down very well with me. For one, it wasn't very good. Number two, he actually wrote it. As I said before, I must have been a complete idiot and didn't notice that he was writing these history books. I thought he was just editing them and somebody else was writing them. Now, the first one, A World of Ice and Fire, is brilliant, and I've read it multiple times. This one is not. I believe it was written for this series. I believe that the show and the prequels have been delaying the book, but it's not the main reason, which I will get to later in the video. "Obviously, it's a big, complicated show," Bloys said, adding that there is no casting yet. Game of Thrones veteran Miguel Sapochnik and Condell have partnered as showrunners and serve as executive producers on House of the Dragon, alongside with Game of Thrones co-executive producers Martin, finish the book, and Vince Gerardis. And despite the horrible Long Night episode, I still think Miguel Sapochnik is a good director, although he said in his own interviews he doesn't like genre that much. So while I want to believe he's a good showrunner for this, I'm not too sure. And here we get to the real reason why this article exists. I'm sure it was written off a press release, and I'm almost sure the author of this article didn't add much to it. But I will. House of the Dragon was one of the 4 remaining Game of Thrones spinoffs in the works at HBO. The others are on hold, which could be indefinite or temporary. So I hope you see what they did there, and there's nothing really wrong with it, but In the middle of the streaming wars, you're not going to see any of these companies outright cancel something unless it is just god-awful. They all need to save face right now. So they put out a little puff piece telling us we're still going to see House of the Dragon, although there's no casting. They've probably barely written any scripts. There's probably only treatments out there. But the three remaining Game of Thrones prequels, shit canned, gone. You will never see them. Now, if House of the Dragon is a success, there might be a spinoff of that. But the prequels that I believe help contribute to the delay of Winds of Winter and help contribute to the derailing of the mothership, Game of Thrones, are gone. And they just waited a few months until the furor died down from the collapse of Game of Thrones Season 8. For me right now, I think getting House of the Dragon on the air will be the number one priority, Blois said. There are no other blinking green lights or anything like that. Sometime down the road, who knows? But there are no immediate plans. We are all focusing on House of the Dragon. House of the Dragon is going to have to be superior to Game of Thrones for me to care about it, because it's very similar to The Mandalorian, which is decent, but it takes place in a world I no longer care about because it was destroyed by Rian Johnson, Kathleen Kennedy, and Jar Jar Abrams. House of the Dragon was the second Game of Thrones prequel to receive a green light following a project written by Jane Goldman of Kingsman, which went to pilot starring Naomi Watts, who was supposedly playing a gender-swapped version of Lan the Clever. As you may or may not know, Lan the Clever was the original founder of House Lannister, but was not picked up to series. I wonder why. Blois explain to Deadline why. I wonder if this article is going to mention one of the main reasons this pilot was canceled. Let's see. In development, in pilots, sometimes things come together, sometimes they don't, he said. One of the things I think Jane took on beautifully, which was a challenge. There was a lot more world creation because she set hers 8,000 years before the mothership show, so it required a lot more. That is a big swing. One of the things about House of Dragons, there is a text, there is a book, so that made it a little bit more of a roadmap for a series order. In other words, we are not going to make a Game of Thrones series without a finished book. Now, according to the rumors that I have heard from my insiders, this show was canceled because it went a little too far with the feminist messaging. It was actually too much for HBO, and that is saying something. I also heard it took a lot of liberties with established canon in Game of Thrones, and George may or may not have had a problem with that. That is something we'll probably never know, and I have no idea if it's true or not, and that prequel will never see the light of day, but I really hope it does. I'm dying to see it, just as I'm dying to see the original Game of Thrones pilot. And here we get some more Hollywood speak. I think Jane did a beautiful job, which means that thing was hot garbage. It was a big challenge, which means she completely failed at it. But there was nothing that I would point to and say, oh, that one element did not work. Just overall, it did not quite gel. That's one of the reasons we started out to think about, is there a life after Game of Thrones? Interesting. In terms of Game of Thrones, as we purposely developed multiple projects. We would have been very lucky to do one pilot, have that pilot go and be a success. But in development, as you know, it takes a lot of tries to get it right. This is no different. Except this one is different, and not only because these shows cost hundreds of millions of dollars to produce, they don't want to repeat the same mistake. HBO has lost a lot of money on the collapse of Game of Thrones Season 8. Sure, there were amazing ratings, but they don't sell commercial time, they sell subscriptions, and they need people coming to their subscription service. And now the hook that was supposed to bring you to HBO Max, one of the most expensive shows ever produced, is just dead weight. It's not going to get the repeat viewings that they were counting on. A lot of people have just dipped out on this show, and I'm not sure how many people are really excited for a House of the Dragon series. But you know what can keep them excited? Is if George finishes the damn book. George made a statement last year, which I did a video on, saying that the book would be done by July 2020, by the time he attends some convention in New Zealand. If that book isn't done, I'll tell you one thing, I'm out. because I'm still in on the book series. I still think George R. R. Martin is our greatest living author. I still love A Song of Ice and Fire. I believe one of the best chapters he's written in that series is coming in Winds of Winter, The Forsaken. So I still think he's got it. But I have a theory as to why it's been delayed so long. One that nobody has talked about, but I'm sure some of you have thought about. Did the Time's Up era in Hollywood have something to do with the delay of Winds of Winter? I believe so. I believe that all of the wokeness, political correctness, Time's Up, Me Too, has derailed one of the greatest fantasy series of all time. I don't think George wants to finish a book in this era and listen to all of the clapback he is going to get. He already started getting some of it, and they already started getting it at HBO at the end of Series 5 with that Sansa scene, which is not in the book, and I think HBO might have heard that criticism, and I think it affected the characters of Arya and Sansa, turning them both into Mary Sues, doing a great disservice to Sophie Turner and Maisie Williams' characters. In the last two seasons, neither of them had a personality, that ridiculous execution of Littlefinger, and of course, the girl who came out of nowhere, the assassin's blade that destroyed the big, not-so-badass Night King. And to respond to the comments, I know I'm going to get Maisie Williams and Sophie Turner did a great job with those characters. They just weren't given very much to work with towards the end. Arya was ridiculously overpowered. She didn't complete her training. And the Queen of the North was ridiculous. Again, this is just a theory, and I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that George went back and rewrote some of his work. Or maybe he just wanted to wait it out. So maybe he was just finding ways to distract himself. Editing wildcards, blogging about the New York Giants, blogging about the New York Jets, blogging about yours truly, attending every convention on Earth, being interviewed by football players, playing with his remote control car, jumping up and down on a trampoline naked. By the way, that's from a Conan O'Brien video, which is brilliant, look it up. Basically, not wanting to finish his book. Now, I understand there is the Marinese knot, and I do believe that's a thing, but it's been damn near a decade, and a lot of the chapters from The Winds of Winter have already been written. Some were removed from A Dance with Dragons, and some he's written since. There are things depicted in A Song of Ice and Fire to some people you can no longer write about. Some of these stories are brutal. Some of these stories are hard, like A Song of Ice and Fire. And maybe George R. R. Martin thinks he's not free to do this. And a lot of us who have actually read A Song of Ice and Fire realize that George R. R. Martin did break a lot of ground, break a lot of tropes with his storytelling. And he did it very well. Unfortunately, we're not going to get to read the end of it. And for those of you who have just watched the show, us poor book readers are stuck with Jon Snow bleeding in the snow. Arya is still in the House of Black and White. Sansa is still in the Eyrie. Jaime still hates Cersei. Bran is still in the cave training with the Three-Eyed Raven. The Hound may or may not still be alive, and he found religion. And Daenerys is still lost in the Dothraki Sea. And the book readers have been left hanging for years, and we just hoped that the show would give us some kind of closure that we're probably never gonna get, because there's still supposed to be another book after The Winds of Winter. Unfortunately, it didn't do that, and now George R. R. Martin is asking us to read another history book, and HBO is asking us to watch another prequel in a world that turned to shit. If you like what you heard, please like, share, and subscribe. If you didn't like what you heard, well, I thank you for listening this long. I will see you in the next video.
NerdErotic.com. Please subscribe.